Though the U.S. government has reopened, the February 15th funding deadline has left federal employees uncertain about the future. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who contributed to bipartisan efforts to reopen the government, issued an apology via Twitter on Saturday. In the video, Murkowski appreciated public employees and also stated her goal to block another shutdown attempt.
I offer an apology to them, to those who have been impacted so directly by this shutdown. It should not have happened, and my goal is to make sure it doesn't happen to you again.
The shutdown left local federal workers scrambling to pay bills and put food on the table. Paul Pleiss, president of the Prince William Sound chapter of the Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Association, described how the shutdown affected the nearly 400 active duty, reserve, and retired Coast Guard members along with their families in Valdez.
I think for a lot of the active duty folks, it's tough. Everyone's trying to stay positive. You know, we got to keep going to work, keep doing our jobs. But it's difficult when there's so much stress and anxiety at home.
Valdez community members rallied around federal workers, donating food, diapers, and discounts on a variety of goods and services. A benefit concert after the government reopened raised nearly $1,700 for relief efforts.
I think the biggest surprise to me is how humbling it's been to see the community rally around the Coast Guard and other federal employees during our time of need. The outpouring that we've seen from the local community, from churches and organizations and individuals and businesses, has just been amazing and has been a big part of helping people keep their morale up, keep their families fed during this difficult time.
In a written statement, Pleiss said now that the government has reopened, the organization is working to ensure that donated perishables are not wasted. Non-perishables are being stored until after the February 15th funding deadline in case of another shutdown. An update on the Department of Homeland Security's website stated that the missed paycheck for active duty and reserve members will be processed by Wednesday. Civilian employees can expect one lump sum payment by Thursday. And White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said that federal workers can expect to receive back pay by Friday.
Good morning, this is Dixie.
Cordova resident Dixie Lambert organized the community's Feed a Fed for Free spaghetti and lasagna dinner on January 24th that attracted over 100 residents and raised nearly $800. She described her perspective on local reactions to the shutdown.
Well, I don't want to speak for everybody, but the people who talked to me were not very happy about it because we do have a lot of feds work in town. We have 54 Coast Guard employees, 24 service employees, and 9 TSA employees. So there were a lot of people that were directly affected by not getting paychecks. And then, of course, when they don't get paid, their spending money is reduced, so everybody suffers.
A Twitter live stream of Cordova's event had over 9,000 viewers worldwide. Over the weekend after the event, Senator Murkowski teleconferenced with Coast Guard spouses in Cordova to hear their concerns about the shutdown. Lambert concluded by summarizing the atmosphere of uncertainty surrounding federal workers and relief efforts.
We're not going to put a period at the end of this sentence until we see what happens. So we will, you know, be cautious with giving away the food, but when the government reopens for good, then we'll see about sharing that leftover stuff with others in the community.
Reporting in Valdez for KCHU, I'm Shahmir Azmat.